The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome, welcome to Bob Burney Live. This is the 5 o'clock hour of the program. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Hey, if you don't have other plans, come on down to Logan, Ohio this coming Wednesday for the big jubilee out in the country. Now, let me say it again. If you have a good church and you have Wednesday night services, that's where you need to be. But if you want to get in on the closest thing to an old-fashioned country revival, head down to the big jubilee at Ebenezer Baptist Church. This is an annual event. It starts Wednesday and goes through Sunday. So if you can't make it Wednesday night, try to catch one of the other evenings or Saturday or Sunday. Joy and I have been going every year for, I don't know, a long, long time. And this is one of the most exciting, dynamic churches that Joy and I ever visit. We absolutely love going to the Jubilee at Ebenezer Baptist Church. I have the privilege of being the speaker this coming Wednesday night. Different speaker every night, different musicians, some of the finest musicians you will ever hear, plus their choir. So I have the privilege of speaking Wednesday night, but I mean this. If you can't make it Wednesday night, go Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And you'll have to get your GPS out. You will not find Ebenezer Baptist Church by accident. You gotta be wanting to find it. It is out in the middle of nowhere. It's out on a dirt road outside of Logan, Ohio, but it is worth the drive. 7 o'clock, and of course, you know I don't get off the air till 6. So we always tell them, just sing till we get there, and they do. But Joy and I mark this on our calendar every year. We cannot wait till Jubilee at Ebenezer Baptist down outside of Logan, out in the country. But you can find it if you look it up. It'll tell you how to get there. But again, you won't find it by accident. You'll have to be looking for it. And to get there early, parking lot is full. The place is packed out. It's an incredible experience, and it is the closest thing to an old-fashioned revival that you will find probably anywhere. So we will be there this coming Wednesday. Then next Sunday, we will be up at Rhymer Road Baptist in Wadsworth, Ohio, another one of our favorite churches, and we go there usually 2 or 3 times a year. And Joy and I will be there this coming Sunday morning at Rhymer Road Baptist Church in Wadsworth. We have a lot of listeners up in that area. Sunday morning service, Joy and I will be at Rhymer Road Baptist in Wadsworth. You know, not everybody has lost their common sense, thankfully. I'm looking at this headline, which I love. Hundreds of parents pull kids from school to protest LGBTQ curriculum. Now, where did this happen? Some conservative town down south? No. Sacramento, California. Yeah, far liberal left California. Happened in the Rockland School District near Sacramento. Here's the story. An LGBTQ inclusive curriculum in the Rockland School District near Sacramento is riling parents, resulting in 700 children being pulled from classes last Friday. The issue is new lessons that include the accomplishments of LGBTQ Americans, reports Sacramento Fox affiliate KTXL. Many parents say they're not opposed to the inclusive lessons, but to giving them to children at a young age. The curriculum would be rolled out in the second grade, where students are about 7 or 8 years old. Parents are saying the curriculum should not begin until the fifth grade. Now, isn't that interesting? Not all parents are opposed to the curriculum. That includes the accomplishments of LGBTQ. And don't forget, the T is transgender. Now, what do we know about transgenderism? It doesn't exist scientifically. It's in the mind. It is an emotional issue that needs counseling, that needs therapy. It is not in the gene. It is not in the genetics. It's not in the biology. It is in the mind. We now know that for sure. And yet, this California school district is rolling out this LGBTQ curriculum in second grade, forcing 7 and 8 year olds to deal with confusions about sexual identity. At last week's school board meeting, where the curriculum was narrowly approved, the district's legal counsel said it cannot change when the students receive the state-approved curriculum. The district did agree to tweak the program to address some concerns by the parents, some of whom said their children would be confused by learning about notable LGBTQ people. The concession did not mollify all parents, and 700 students stayed home. The entire school district comprises 12,000 students. Meanwhile, other parents said they're considering pulling their students from the district schools permanently. Well, good for them. Which leads me to this story. We go from California to West Virginia. The Harrison County School District in West Virginia is in panic mode because of so many students leaving the public schools for homeschooling. Yeah, a staggering number of kids in the school district are leaving the public schools and becoming homeschooled. On October 1st, when the county submitted its enrollment total to the State Department of Education, the number of homeschooled children had reached 582, according to Harrison School's attendance director, Jim Kirby. He said, as time has progressed, the number of homeschoolers across the state have skyrocketed. We have doubled or tripled our numbers, and after speaking with other attendance directors around the state, they are concerned with their county numbers increasing as well. Now, why are they in panic mode? Money, dollars, has nothing to do with the quality of education. Nobody is saying, you know what? We've got so many kids leaving the public schools and going to homeschooling. Maybe we should evaluate the education we're providing. Maybe there's a reason why hundreds of our kids are leaving our schools. No, 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 no. It's not our problem. It's money. Now, the bizarre thing, the more kids leave the school, the less money they need. If the kid is not in school, the kid's not taking up room in a classroom, the kid's not involved in sports, the kid's not eating in the cafeteria, the fewer kids in the school, the less money they need. But that's not the focus. It is a 7-page article from the WVNews.com in West Virginia, and there is not a single word from anybody about quality of education. It's all about money. They lose funding from the state. Fewer the students, the less money. Well, of course. But again, the concern is not the educational standards. The concern is, you know, we're not going to have as much money as we used to. Well, you don't need it. And maybe if you would evaluate why the kids are leaving your school district, maybe you could spend a little time dealing with the problems within your school district instead of condemning the kids and their parents who want a better education. Folks, we have many public school teachers in this audience, and I'm grateful for every single one of them. I thank God for them. But for the most part, in public school education, it's not about the kids. It's about the dollars. And that, my friends, is sad.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Oh, this is too good not to share. You know, the president loves to call the mainstream media fake news. And, of course, the mainstream media just recoils in anger and vitriol. How dare he call us fake news? Well, I love this. Let's see, when did they, this is ABC News, for videos actually on, Sunday. Over the weekend, ABC News featured some very dramatic video, and the crawl, the title under it was Slaughter of Kurdish Civilians in Syria. And the picture is of these massive explosions. And it's a video. I mean, massive fire explosions. And again, ABC News titled that as, and I'm quoting, Turkish slaughter of Kurdish civilians in Syria. Only one problem. The video was not video of Turkey's slaughter of Kurdish civilians in Syria. In fact, the video had nothing to do with the Turkish military. And the video had nothing to do with Kurdish civilians. Oh, and the video was not taken in Syria. No, in fact, the video was taken in Knob Creek, Kentucky. Now, folks, I understand how you could make an honest mistake in, how could you tell the difference between Turkish troops in Syria and a weapons demonstration in Knob Creek, Kentucky? Anybody could make that mistake. I am not kidding you. Here it is. ABC News is coming under heavy fire after airing footage it claimed showing a ferocious attack by Turkish military forces bombing Kurdish civilians in Syria. There's only one problem. The video was actually from a nighttime weapons demonstration at the Knob Creek gun range in West Point, Kentucky. Quote, we've taken down video that aired on World News Tonight Sunday and Good Morning America this morning. that appeared to be from the Syrian border immediately after questions were raised about its accuracy. In other words, they didn't catch it themselves. I don't know, but maybe they didn't want to. We have taken down immediately after questions were raised about its accuracy. ABC News regrets the error. On Sunday, ABC News anchor Tom Lamas aired the shocking images with a caption that blared in all capital letters, "Slaughter in Syria." Quote, the situation rapidly spiraling out of control in northern Syria 1 week since President Trump ordered U.S. forces out of the region, effectively abandoning America's allies in the fight against the Islamic State. This video right here appearing to show Turkey's military bombing Kurd civilians in a Syrian border town. The Kurds who fought alongside the U.S. against ISIS. Now horrific reports of atrocities committed by Turkish-backed fighters on those very allies. And none of it was true. None of it was true. Quote, "We are still investigating," a representative for the gun range told the Washington Examiner, saying the images aired by ABC looks to be from the Kentucky location. It seems to be our footage. So get this. ABC did not discover it themselves. Somebody that's actually affiliated with this gun range in Kentucky was watching the news over the weekend and said, "Oh, that looks like some of the video we took with the when we were doing the ammunition demonstration." Oh, and by the way, it was from 2016. No. Could it have been an absolutely honest, innocent mistake? Possibly. But how in the world could someone putting together a story about Syria get footage from 2016 from an ammunition demonstration in Kentucky in 2016 and get that confused with a story taking place over the weekend? I think they got busted. Yeah, talk about fake news. That's about as fake as it gets. Oh, they got busted. All right, we'll be back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.